You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast from 1600 ESPN. It's the Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on 1600 ESPN, KGYM.
Live from the Eakin Nutrition Studios at 304. Coming up on 305, it is a gym class for a Tuesday. Here on 1600 ESPN, Eastern Iowa's home for sports, KGYM. Great to have you aboard, Scott Unash, Mark Dukes. And I'm having a absolute... Are you over there? Are you over there? He's in the dark today. We'll get his picks coming up here in just a little bit. But we got a great show for you. Kevin Lehman, the coach, will join us. It is the Off the Glass segment, as we are going to usually do that on Thursdays. We're going to move that up 48 hours to Tuesday. And we will talk about the NCAA tournament. Iowa and the NIT coming up tonight. Who got snubbed? The transfer portal and other things associated with college basketball. We will do that with Kevin Lehman coming up in just a little bit. We'll talk about the tournaments as well. Well, and give our predictions sure to go wrong. Who do we think will win and lift the big gold trophy at the end of the day in early April? We will give you those coming up for you, and Andrew will do that as well here in just a moment. Andrew is back now. You threw me for a loop, man. I looked over there, and it was like, okay, it's dark, and then where's Andrew? And maybe I thought maybe you were off flipping coins or something for your final four. I don't know.
No, that would have been a better excuse. I wrote it down quickly before I ran away for a second. Because there's other little things I have to do while the show's going on. So
obviously you got your plate is full, man.
Yeah.
Your plate is full. So we'll get your predictions in a little bit.
Yeah.
We'll do our predictions. We'll get Kevin Lehman's predictions as well, and then we'll all laugh at ourselves in about 3 weeks. It'll be great.
Yep.
It's kind of like clockwork each and every year. Mm-hmm. And Mark Dukes from the Southwest side on a sunny Tuesday joining us as well. How you doing?
Doing good, Scott. Good afternoon to you and Andrew and everyone out there. And I have officially changed my brackets from pencil to pen.
Oh. So there's no looking back now.
No. One sheet of integrity. Thursday night, I'll be out of it.
I am with you, though. We have made it known over the years on this very program that we are, maybe it's because we're old school, but I don't know. We have the sheet of integrity. This whole business of, I filled out 25 sheets. Sheet 8's doing great now. I picked that one. Well, yeah, if you have 25 sheets, you have a chance to pick 25 different ways to go about this. One of them is going to be good.
You're bound to, you're true on that one. I just wrote, because that's what I had in my hand at the time, but I wrote them both in pen right away. So I can't change them if I wanted to now, except for one that I miswrote for a second.
Mine's on a computer sheet, as you can see, Andrew.
Yes, it is.
So I can't go back.
No.
I'm in now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in. And we'll give our predictions, sure to go wrong, coming up in just a little bit. 319-366-1600, that is the text line available to you, our listener out there. That's also the phone line, 319-366-1600, if you'd like to weigh in and give us a call on the program. Kevin's going to join us coming up in about 20 minutes or so. And do have basketball starting off. We've got the first four of the NCAA tournament live from Dayton coming up at 5:30 for you. We'll cut into Spencer on Sports at 5:30 for today and tomorrow. And it will be from Dayton coming up this evening. On all of our frequencies, Wagner and Howard going at it. Wagner at 16 and 15, Howard at 18 and 16, followed by what should be a pretty darn good game, the nightcap in Dayton tonight. Colorado State, who I think, along with the rest of the Mountain West, got a little bit underseeded. The committee did not, they got all the teams in, but they did not think highly of them. Colorado State will take on Virginia coming up this evening. Colorado State, of course, with Ali Farouk-Manesh as their assistant coach to Nico Medved. And they are at 24-10. Virginia at 23-10. NIT gets started tonight as well, and that includes Iowa and K-State from Carver-Hawkeye Arena just past 8 o'clock. That is an ESPN broadcast for that one. Mark, I'm going to be very interested to see what the crowd's going to be like tonight. There are reportedly, according to Kevin, 19 teams that turned down NIT, possible NIT invitations before this tournament. We know of five or six of them. And I don't know if it's not a good thing for college basketball. Let's just put it out there. It's not a good thing for college basketball. And I don't know. I'm kind of interested to see how folks are going to take to Carver-Hawkeye tonight. If it's going to be a crowd, usually in the NIT, it's been a few years, but it's usually fans that don't get to go to Iowa games a whole lot. A lot more families go to the NIT. Going to be interested to see how that's going to be tonight.
Well, it's an opportunity to get down by the floor, I think. A lot of seats are going to be available. I would guess it'd be a fairly average to poor crowd, but I'm more interested in the game than the crowd. I think it's going to be a really good game, one of nine in the NIT tonight. And I know Kevin's got a game tomorrow, Indiana State and SMU, and I'm really surprised the number is that high. I mean, were there really 19 other teams that had an opportunity?
Well,
there are some of the losing record in the NIT.
True. Now, there's also, I read that I think it was Alabama A&M accepted a bid to what, the CBI or something like that, with a 12-21 record or something like that. I don't pay that much attention to the other two tournaments. If there are two, I know there's one other tournament going on besides the NCAA and the NIT, but that seems to be a little bit bordering on the ridiculous at this point. But Vegas expecting a high-scoring game between Kansas State and Iowa coming up tonight. And last time, more than likely to see this Iowa basketball team in Iowa City this year, because if Utah and Iowa both win, Iowa is going to head to Salt Lake City. They would be the lower seed, if you will, in that particular ball game, and that would be coming up later on. Yes, the winner of Iowa, Kansas State, will play the winner of Utah and Cal Irvine in the second round. And according to what Fran McCaffrey had to say yesterday, he had a video news conference and laid it out on the line, said there's no way we are not going to participate in the NIT when asked and invited. And I'm with him. I think more teams should do that. I think it's an opportunity to get some more practices in for some of the younger folks. Hopefully Iowa can make a little bit of a run. We'll see. I agree with you. This Kansas State team is talented. Jerome Tang, I think this is going to be a night where Iowa and Iowa State fans will join hands and sing Kumbaya together because of the fact that Iowa State fans are not big supporters of Coach Tang and Kansas State. They may even be rooting for the Hawkeyes tonight, Mark.
Well, I don't know if I go that far. They probably will have some other kind of programming, either on the radio or television. But I'm with you. I'm with Tom Crean. I'm with Kevin Lehman. I'm with Fran McCaffrey. There's no reason you should turn down an NIT bid. It's a slap in the face to the NIT, for one thing. Yeah, you could call it a consolation tournament, a JV tournament, whatever you want to call it, but some of the excuses being thrown around, well, we want to get started on next year, in the portal. And the portal is building up very quickly, and we'll get to that. But what about this year's team?
Yeah, you're just turning your back on this year's team.
Yeah, and Oklahoma is saying, well, in consultation, blah, 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 it was in the best interest of our student athletes. How?
I'll tell you how. Working on getting money together for the portal. You hit it right on the head. And there have been some people that cover college basketball that are saying, why in the world is the portal open right now? Wait until at least a couple weeks after the season, if not 3 weeks. Ideally, you would wait until after the Final Four is completed. Portal is open already. There are over 650 in the portal in a day and a half. And we will get to that because it hit close to home yesterday. We'll talk about that in a moment and talk about that with Kevin. But all they're doing is getting money together to go out and buy people for next year. Let's face it. Let's face facts. That is what is happening right now, Mark.
Yeah, but can you not walk and chew gum at the same time? Can you not prepare for an NIT game or two and still maybe not the head coach specifically, but everybody's got people, right? People work on the NIL and maybe contact some possible transfers. Again, why can't you walk and chew gum at the same time?
These staffs are very big right now. You like that, Andrew? You like that? There's more than three people on these basketball staffs. So I agree with Mark. 319-366-1600, 8699, asking how UNI is not getting an invite to any of these postseason tournaments, not even the CBI. Well, they may not have enough players right now. We will get to that in a moment. Matt says the NIT is the participation ribbon of college basketball. Don't blame people for bailing. It doesn't mean anything past extra practice for young guys. Yes and no.
Well, don't tell that to North Texas, which won the tournament last year. And oh, by the way, its best player got a lot of exposure in that tournament, and now is going to be playing at Carver Hawkeye Arena tonight for Kansas State.
And he's a flopper. Even his coach says he's the number one flopper in the Big Ten. Tony Perkins, be aware tonight. 319-366-1600. 3034, yes, you still have time to join the bracket challenge from I'm On Communications here from 1600 ESPN, KGYM. Go ahead. All you need to do is go to our website at kgymradio.com. The winner is going to pick up $500 from I'm On Communications. So all you need to do, go to our website, kgymradio.com. I did it earlier today. I am not eligible. Andrew's not eligible as well. Mark is not eligible. And fill out your bracket. If you have the number one bracket, you're going to win $500. So it is free, absolutely free. All the details and rules are available at kgymradio.com. We're going to get to an Emil Sideaway scoreboard update for you. We will do that coming up here in just a little bit as we've been talking about Iowa in the NIT coming up this evening and the NCAA getting started as well. And the Iowa women's games, the first round, the official first round, and the second round are already sold out. In case you are wondering about tickets, there are still tickets available. Last time I checked anyway, for the first four game, that's going to be held in Iowa City on Thursday night. So if you are so inclined to go see that one, Holy Cross and Tennessee Martin will play for the right to take on Caitlin Clark and the Iowa Hawkeyes coming up on Saturday. That game is on Thursday night. There are still tickets remaining as far as that game is concerned. Yep. 319. I'm trying to do two things at once here. I'm trying to do Mark's deal here that, you know, chew gum and try to get in the NIT.
Well, it's not working.
I haven't seen anything, but the scenario with the Iowa hosting the NCAA tournament through what, Monday on the women's side?
Correct.
If Iowa wins tonight and UC Irvine beats Utah, unlikely, but if it happens, Iowa would have the opportunity to host and probably couldn't because that game would be well into next week.
True. Now, that has happened before, Mark, and they have moved that game. I know they played at the Mark in the Quad Cities or whatever the heck it's called now. I know it's not the Mark in the Quad Cities, but they have played there before. And maybe they will have to do that again, or they just say, hey, Irvine, California is a beautiful place to visit at this time of the year. If you got the opportunity to win tonight and take on UC Irvine, I think that you take that chance and head out to the West Coast, Mark.
Well, let's check the availability of the Alliant Powerhouse and
probably can fit everybody in there.
Well, yeah. I mean, what, 7,000, 6,500?
I think you could fit them in there. 3170 says the NIT gives teams an opportunity to pit themselves against another team. Isn't that why basketball is played? Darn right it is. Or any sport, for that matter. You want to see how you stand up against others. So I agree with you, 3170. I think that should be what wins in the end. We're going to talk about this with Kevin Lehman, Mark, but some news coming out of Cedar Falls, a lot of news coming out of Cedar Falls yesterday as far as men's basketball is concerned. And Ben Jacobson, not one, not two, not three, but four players leaving the UNI men's basketball program to go into said transfer portal. That was a little bit of an alarming news piece that came out of Cedar Falls in the Hill yesterday.
Yeah, perhaps we'll get more details or opinion from Kevin, I'm quite sure, but that's kind of a jolt, I think.
Yeah, in case you missed it, the players are Cole Henry, the junior, the redshirt junior out of Oskaloosa, along with Pekasari from Turkey, did not get a lot of playing time. And the third was Michael Duax, the sophomore out of Dubuque Hempstead. But the headliner was Nate Heise. Nate Heise, arguably the best player on the UNI team, the 6'5 junior out of Lake City, Minnesota. That's a big loss, Mark. And I can imagine that Heise is probably thinking that he could help somebody power six ilk, perhaps. I don't know. At least in the top eight conferences, if the Mo Valley is the ninth best conference in America, as a guard coming off the bench, perhaps. Maybe a kind of a dough mask, but not quite the dough mask of Illinois coming from the Mo Valley this year. I mean, that's got to be my thinking anyway as far as Nate Heise is concerned.
Probably so. And once again, the Missouri Valley, as Kevin will know, has several players. I know Belmont has two or three entering the portal, including its big guy, who's going to be sought after. He's a little raw, but he had a good year. So we'll get some insight from Kevin on portaling near and far.
Yeah, and if you don't think that teams hint, hint, wink, wink, aren't in negotiations with these players during the season, there are already players that went into the portal yesterday and have committed today. That tells you everything you need to know at this point. We're going to get you an Eagles Hideaway scoreboard update, but first we're going to bring in Steve. Let's talk about the NIT a little bit on this Tuesday. Hi, Steve.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me. I guess my deal is on the NIT. Some of the teams that, didn't accept bids, like Indiana and St. John's come off the top of my head right away.
Right.
And, they think they're too good to play in the NIT. Well, I watched them both play a few times this year, and they're not in the NCAA for a reason. They're not very good. If it was a team like Indiana State or somebody like that, I think, which probably should have been in the NCAA, then, you know, and maybe, but, you know, they're playing. So I think if you're invited, I think you should have to go. The conferences should make them go. If you want to make the college basketball game get better, that's my opinion. But thanks for having me.
You bet, Steve. Appreciate it. Kevin Lehman's got a very good solution to this, and we'll ask him about it coming up here in just a little bit. 319-366-1600, 8077 saying if Fran getting a bonus to make the postseason, players already played a long season, they get nothing for this. I don't know. Ask Peyton Sanford that. I mean, he's made it pretty much known that he is all up and ready to go to play some more games. You only get so many games in your career. That's what I fall back on. That's what I fall back on. Why not go out and play? Why not go out and play? Why not get to an Emil Sideway scoreboard update? We're going to do that right now. It's brought to you by Emil's on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. They're open at 4 o'clock Monday through Saturday. They got the Cuban, which is fantastic. The Reuben, also roast beef with the peanut butter burger or the Hawkeye. That's lean roast beef with mushrooms and peppers on sourdough. It is amazing. You can check out their entire menu online at emilshideaway.com. They're right across from the Lindale Mall and next to the Home Depot. And what do we got today?
Major League Baseball starts its season tomorrow morning as the Dodgers and Padres square off 5 a.m. Central Time in South Korea. The Women's Champions Classic matchups have been set. Iowa will play Tennessee, and Louisville will play UConn next December 7th. Iowa and Tennessee will lose several different players that have buoyed them this year. Dave Gunther, a three-time most valuable player for the Iowa Hawkeye men's basketball team, has died. In 1959, he was all Big Ten and averaged 21.9 points, 12.2 rebounds, later embarked on a long coaching career. And finally, in the coaching ranks near here, Lance Peterson has decided to leave Mount Vernon after 10 seasons and take the head football job at Clear Creek Amana.
Yeah, best of luck to Coach Peterson. Had great success at Wilton, then went to Mount Vernon. Now going to go down to Clear Creek Amana, and he will take over for Matt Hattie, who is moving on to Cascade now. He will be the coach of the Cascade Cougars. So, yeah, tis the season, man, to get ready for football and to look ahead for that. We're going to take a break at 3:27. Come back. Kevin Lehman will join us on the other side. Plenty to talk about in the world of college hoops, and we'll get to it right after this here on 1600 ESPN.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast. And we're going to have plenty of sunshine today, but it is going to be quite windy. Temperatures will be in the 50s. And then tonight, with mostly clear skies, we'll drop down into the mid-20s. Tomorrow will be sunny, still a bit breezy, but temperatures will be cooler, around 40 degrees. And then as we head into Thursday, clouds start to build in, temperatures stay in the 40s, and we'll have a chance for rain and snow in the area with a system Thursday night into Friday morning. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
This is a test of the emergency alert system. This concludes this test of the emergency alert system.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is now live. The official sportsbook of ESPN features daily exclusives and offers with your favorite ESPN shows and personalities like me. Bet on all your favorite sports with live in-game wagers, cross-sport parlays, teasers, and all the props you can handle. New users get $100 in bonus bets after making any sportsbook bet. Download the ESPN Bet app to sign up today. I'll see you there. ESPN Bet. What a play.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Scott Unash for your neighborhood Quickstar, and you probably heard me as well as others talk about Quickstar's quick hot savings many, many times. And it is very, very true. And you can save on everyday items like bread and milk and butter or produce, whatever you need. You need to stop there each and every day. I do it several times during the day. You can pick up Nature's Touch butter, $2.99 and a limit of 5. Also, Quickery Cinnamon Sensation Cinnamon Rolls. 4-count, those are only $3.99. And with all the basketball going on right now, why not order ahead through the Quick Rewards app for curbside carryout or delivery? A 1 family-size chicken, that's an 8-piece bone-in or tenders or family wings, you'll get 25 cents off per gallon of fuel up to 30 gallons. Limit 1 per transaction. All that and a whole lot more. Available at your neighborhood Quickstar.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym.
Tune in to 1600 ESPN every weekday at 5 o'clock with Spencer on Sports for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
Welcome back. 3:30, right on, well, just past the on-the-button 3:30 on a Tuesday, March 19th edition of the Gym Class. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Andrew all with you, taking you through the 3 o'clock hour from the Econ Nutrition Studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. It'll be Spencer on Sports from 4 o'clock until 5:30, and then at 5:30 we will switch over to Westwood One's coverage of the first four, as it'll be Wagner and Howard going at it, followed by Virginia and Colorado State coming up in the nightcap from Dayton. And we've been talking about the NIT tonight. Gets started just past 8 o'clock in Iowa City as Iowa takes on the Kansas State Wildcats. And we're going to talk more about that and the NCAA tournament and the portal and what in the world's happening in Cedar Falls with our friend Kevin Lehman, the coach. Our Off the Glass segment, usually on Thursdays, but we've got wall-to-wall basketball coming up on Thursday. So Kevin has agreed to join us on Tuesday before he's off to call a little NIT action tomorrow between SMU and Indiana State over at beautiful Terra Vegas. How you doing, Kevin?
Not much to talk about today, is there, guys?
No, we've got so much to talk about. I don't even know where to start. Let's start with this, and that is the turning down of bids for the NIT. You let me know there's actually 17 teams that opted out of the NIT. Why in the world would you do this?
17, and they're all from what we call the major six conferences. Now, when I say opted out, I think they let the NIT know that they were not interested. So it's not all 17 were invited and turned it down. I don't know where the cutoff was, but we got that list from our ESPN folks and the NIT committee that there were 17 teams. Here's what I think's happening, because I was on a conference call this morning with the SMU coach, who kind of insinuated that he would be hosting recruits today and tomorrow, portal recruits, if he wasn't traveling to beautiful Terre Haute, Indiana. I thought it was kind of a strange comment by him during his press conference getting ready for the NIT.
Well, why not then move this whole thing back a few weeks? I mean, is this too simple of an answer to this? I mean, the portal is going to be there. Move it back a little bit.
I don't know who came up with this calendar, but it was changed to try to accommodate this type of thing. But yeah, it makes no sense that this is going on during the middle of the portals open during the first week that the NCAA tournament starts. I don't know who is making these decisions, but it's certainly a poor one. And didn't you comment? Some people have already committed.
Oh, yeah. There have been several that are. Missouri got one today.
Yeah, this thing moves fast. And that's what the SMU coach, it's Rob Lanier. It'd be Bob Lanier's cousin. Bob Lanier from St. Bonaventure, who's since passed away, had a long NBA career. His cousin is the coach of the SMU. And he did. He said, hey, we would be hosting Portal, because they asked him about his roster and what his needs were. And his comment was, we would be hosting today student-athletes on campus if we were not traveling to play the game at Terre Haute, which I thought that was kind of a bad message to send to his team as they're getting ready to play, because they're in a little bit of a tailspin right now, the Mustangs. And remember this, guys. The Mustangs are joining the ACC next year. This is their last year in the American. They're jumping ship there with California, with Cal, Berkeley, and Stanford. Remember, they were the ones that came up with $100 million and said, we're not going to take the TV money if you let us in the ACC conference.
Hmm. What's going on up at UNI with the portal, Kevin?
You know, I wish I knew, Mark, because last year, I think I've mentioned this before, six programs in the nation out of the 362 had no players go in the portal. Northern Iowa was one of those six a year ago, and now we've seen probably their best overall player, Matt Heisey, jump in the portal. It was a little bit of a shock. Duax, I'm sure, surprises, because that is a young man from Dubuque who's, I know his father played football at UNI. I think his mother may have been a UNI grad also. Didn't surprise me that Iggy Iksari went. They redshirted him this year. But the other ones are a little bit of a surprise.
Yeah, what about Heisey? I would think that Heisey's thinking is that he can help out a bigger school. Maybe three-point guy coming off the bench. I don't know. But to me, that's got to be the thinking in his mind.
Well, I don't know this for fact, but if you connect the dots, I would say the Minnesota Gophers are probably where he'll end up. You know, he's from up in that area. His sister was the top hockey player in the country and played for the Gophers. She was the number one pick in the Professional Women's Hockey League. So if I'm collecting the dots, I would not be connecting the dots. I would not be surprised to see Nate Heisey end up being a Gopher.
Before we leave the NIT, Kevin, Iowa and Kansas State tonight, you have pointed out to us the NIT working with some experimental rules. What are we going to see tonight, tomorrow, and beyond?
Well, the one you're going to like is that floater timeout, where sometimes you have a timeout and there's another one about 10 seconds later. They're going to get rid of that in the second half. So they're going to have them under 17, et cetera, et cetera. But the biggest one, Mark and Scott, is the wider lane. It's going to be the NBA or the FIBA lane, which I think is going to help the Hawks because it's going to make the postman a little farther out. But now we've got to make sure they call the three-second call, which I haven't seen one of those all season, especially if your name is Zach Edey. But I think that'll be good for Iowa, because what they think they're going to do is they'll spread the game out, allow more room for cutting, more spacing, which I think the way that Iowa plays, this is going to help them. And in the past, the 20-second reset on an offensive rebound came from the NIT. There's a number of experiments that they used that were made into rule changes the following year. So this may be one that's coming soon, guys, this wider lane.
And I 300% agree with the floater timeout. I am so tired of seeing a dead ball and then a coach calling a timeout with 8:03 to play, and then 5 seconds later the ball goes out of bounds and there's another TV timeout. I mean, it changed for about 2 years and now it's gone back, and it's totally ridiculous, and it just absolutely wipes out any flow of the basketball game. So good for that, and I hope that is one of the rules that sticks.
Yeah. Well, there's been a number of them. I'm trying to think of the 20-second one. The shot clock going down to 30 seconds was also an NIT experimental rule. And there's a number of others that got put in as the NIT took some data on it. So it's kind of like they called it their experimental warehouse that they're trying to do things on. And so they'll gain some info on this through these games and maybe they implement it as a rule next year. Hopefully that timeout rule Scott, there, stick with that one, because I'm with you. That's much needed.
Hey, before we leave the NIT, I know this is never going to go, but you had a couple of ideas about how to keep teams playing in the postseason tournaments in the NIT.
Well, you heard Tom Crean's rant on ESPN. You're paid to coach. If you're not going to coach, I think they should be docked pay. And now we got players, they're talking about name, image, likeness. We're seeing them try to unionize. If you're going to be employed, then you better perform. And coaches are employees. I don't understand how these administrators, school presidents, and athletic directors allow their coaches to say, we're not going to take our team and play in a tournament. That is a fairly prestigious tournament when you really think about the history of the NIT and not have your team playing it. If your players don't want to play, they opt out of bowl games, don't take them. And don't re-sign them for a scholarship. This thing is going really down the wrong road. And I could name off the teams. Most of them are very recognizable Power 5 teams that are not, that didn't want to play in the NIT.
Let's get into the NCAA tournament, Kevin, and widely regarded the most difficult bracket maybe is in the East with number one overall UConn. But let's focus on Omaha, where Iowa State and Drake will be playing. What's your analysis there?
Well, that, yeah, UConn sitting there is a little bit of a roadblock for Iowa State. And, of course, Iowa State sitting there is a bit of a roadblock for the Drake Bulldogs. I think Drake can win that game against Washington State. So I'm looking. If I don't have an NIT game, my son and I have tickets to attend that Drake Iowa State game on Saturday. I have to find out Wednesday night if I get another game. But boy, I think that the East was loaded. UConn, I like what I've seen from Illinois, Auburn, but I got a lot of chalk in that one. Mark and Scott, I don't know about you guys. I don't know if Iowa State can get by UConn. They certainly look like a Final Four team, what they did to Houston. But here's the catch, guys. How are they going to officiate in the NCAA tournament? We know how physical the Cyclones are. Are they going to let them use that physicality in the tournament? Or could it be a problem for the Cyclones going forward in Omaha?
Do you think Iowa State should have been a one? Or were they? Or did they? The committee get it right with the two seed?
I think because their weak non-conference schedule, that's why the Cyclones ended up a two seed. We've had so many mixed messages from this committee, it's hard to see what they're thinking.
Yes.
But from what I understand, that's what they came up with. Because if you remember, the Cyclones didn't have much of a non-conference because they built that huge net, that really good net number by beating the pants off some really poor teams.
True, true.
Hey, out East, Kevin, I really came close to pulling the trigger on Auburn, Bruce Pearl's team, to beat Connecticut. It's top 10 in offensive and defensive efficiency, and obviously played really well in the SEC, but I did not.
That's a hard bracket. That is a really difficult bracket, not to find something that's going to beat UConn, because I got them in my Final Four, but I looked every way possible, and maybe Iowa State can do it. If they get that far and UConn gets that far. But, we've seen some trip-ups before. You know, that Illinois team, they may be built for the tournament also. That's another scary team that Iowa State has to get by it, not to mention BYU.
We've
already beat them badly.
Yeah, and Provo. We've talked about this before. There's a sense of humor prevails in both the men's and the women's. I mean, you've got Texas A&M playing Nebraska, not once, but twice in both, with Trev Alberts going from Nebraska to Texas A&M. Iowa State and Drake, that was, that's a kind of a neat little game if they can get that thing in the second round, because that's what people in Iowa who follow the Mo Valley and the Bulldogs and the Panthers have been wanting for years. If I'm Iowa State, I said it yesterday, I'd rather play Washington State. I don't want anything to do with Drake.
You know, that's a great observation, Scott, because when I looked at that bracket, Drake is really physical. They are the one team that can handle the physicality of Iowa State. Plus, Drake can have four different guys bring the ball up the court, including Tucker DeVries, to relieve that pressure that Iowa State puts on you. So they're built to give the Cyclones some problems. And they got the big guy inside. We know, you know, the USS Brody, Darnell Brody inside. They don't have a lot of big bodies, but they got one in there. Of course, Iowa State brings in about three or four of them. That's where the problem is going to lie. And it usually does with a mid-major, is you don't have enough size inside to withstand what Iowa State's going to throw at you. But I think I give Drake a really – they got to get by Washington State first, but I give them – that's going to be a great game with Iowa State, better than people think.
Kevin, when you look at the bracket and pick games, what do you look at? Is it guard play? That's kind of some people's go-to. Is it who's hot? Injuries always play a factor. Coaches. What do you look at?
Guard play, number one. You're going to have strong guards. Because if you have a five-minute bad stretch, Mark, you're done. You're going home. So you got it. You can't turn it over in the backcourt. That's where you get those four-point swings. And I think coaches are huge. You know, you look at Kansas, Bill Self, they got wiped out there in the Big 12 tournament. Can he put that team together? I'm not a believer in him this year, but he's usually considered the best coach in the NCAA tournament as far as, you know, be able to strategize and take his team a long way. Interesting to see what Kelvin Sampson does, considered also one of the best coaches in the country, to see if they can find. And the other guy, too, Rick Barnes. There's some, you know, Rick Barnes has never gotten the Final Four, and this guy can really coach the game. So I to answer your question, yeah, guard play, coaches. And if they say they're looking for an upset, find a team that plays a little bit outside the box, with a team that creates a lot of turnovers, a lower seed team that gets a lot of offensive rebounds. Those are the teams that usually get those upsets that have a higher seed.
Very true, very true. 0835 asking what 12 or lower seed can make a run to the Sweet 16, to the second weekend. I'll throw one out. Do you have one, Kevin?
Well, I'll listen to you first, because I did a lot of chalk on mine. Because here's what's happened. Those 12 seeds have killed me. I've picked the wrong ones every year and missed the right ones, and my brackets have been destroyed.
12, I'll give you a 12 and an 11. 12's easy. I think it's McNeese. Will Wade can coach. Yeah, he's had some problems off the court. We know that. But the man can flat-out coach. McNeese is good. I think they get to the second weekend. And I like New Mexico. I think they really did the Midwest, Mountain West a wrong, the committee did. They really underseeded them. It is a New Mexico team. Yes, Richard Pitino in his first year, but they went out and got a lot of veterans in the portal. That is a good basketball team.
I took New Mexico to advance myself. I would not pick UAB as an upset. They came out of the middle of the pack and to win the American. That team, I don't know how good they are. But James Madison is another one, I think, is a 12 seed that could make some noise. You got, you know, a matchup with Wisconsin, who's playing pretty well right now. But Wisconsin has shown they got some, there's some flaws in that Wisconsin team. I don't know if they'll be exposed or not. I tell you what, to your point, though, Scott, I just could not write McNeese in there. I'm just not a Will Wade fan because he did not give me a strong-ass offer.
Do you have any faith in Purdue?
Not to be in the Final Four. I do not. I have them getting beat by Tennessee in that Midwest Regional. I don't. There's just too many flaws there. I don't know what it is, but I just can't see them doing it. Something's going to happen. We've already seen some of the flaws throughout this Big Ten season.
True. Been in a lot of close games as of late. And I don't know. I think you said you got a lot of chalk in there, and based on what happened last Saturday, I think this is going to be an absolutely wild men's tournament.
I'm with you. But I got to ask you this one. This is the most confusing reason I had, was the West. Who did you guys pick come out of the West? Because I could not decide between Baylor and Arizona. Because I'm not in, maybe I should go with North Carolina, but I'm just not a North Carolina fan ever since they took Marcus Paige out of Iowa.
I
originally, in pencil, Kevin, I took North Carolina. But now in pen, I've got Arizona coming out of that region.
So do I. So do I. And I didn't even talk to any Wessel.
Wait a minute. Pistols are not legal. Mark, come on. What are you doing? I heard you guys talk about it. You got to, you know what you have to do? You have to take a picture of your full of your bracket. So there it's the bracket of integrity on your phone.
I've got it printed out right in front of me here. Andrew's looking at it as we speak. He's got it right. I got it right here.
I can see it in his hand.
There you go. Okay.
I'm not talking about you holding it. You got to send that picture to everyone else you're competing with. That's what I'm talking about. Then there's evidence. The bracket of integrity has to have a phone picture of it and sent text to your other peeps you're dealing with.
I think we're going to see one of the first four teams advance beyond that first game, too. And I think it's going to be Boise myself. I think Boise – I'm in love with the Mountain West, as you know, Kevin, all through the year. I think Boise State's going to win a couple games.
Well, you know, Colorado State's got a chance, too. Virginia, that'll be an interesting slugfest with Colorado State and our friend Ali Frook Banesh on that one. But I think it's a team from the first four always does advance. Not to the Sweet 16, but they usually get through that first-round game. There's a history of that happening.
Is Gonzaga a Final Four sleeper on the text line out there? Not according to me. I don't know.
I agree with you. Yeah, I agree with you. I don't. Gonzaga's in name only. They're a Final Four team, but I don't see them getting there.
EK is really good inside, but this is not a Gonzaga team.
No, I got them getting to the Sweet 16 and running to Purdue.
Yeah.
But I got to get them. I got them going by Kansas, but I don't. This Kansas team really has me confused. They could be out early, or they could make a deep run. They just, you know, there's no bench, but they're healthy.
Maybe
starting five.
Maybe. How about the women? Iowa women got a tough, tough draw.
You know, you guys have to fill me in on that one because I've been so absorbed here with getting this NIT stuff and this NCAA brackets that I haven't really got into. I'm sitting here in the parking lot at media conference. I'm going to do the black and gold breakdown with Rob Brooks, so he usually fills me in on what's happening with the Caitlin Clark saga and the Iowa Hawkeye women.
Well, the women are going to play in the first round, the winner of the Thursday night play-in game, and then get the 8-9 winner, West Virginia and Princeton. West Virginia's coach has already come out and said they are going to send Caitlin Clark packing. So that is not probably the thing you want to do. If chalk goes, Iowa will play Kansas State for a third time in the Sweet 16, and then LSU or UCLA is on the roadblock to get to the Final Four again.
Oh, yeah, LSU waiting there. That's an interesting team there.
With
another little dust-up they had with South Carolina.
That was a big dust-up. That was a big one. That was a big one. All right, when are you headed to Terre Haute?
I had that fight in Paradise Jam with that Georgia team.
Oh, really?
Coach, yeah, remember they came in. Remember Caitlin Clark got a couple cheap shots at the end of that game last year from Georgia?
I do.
Yep. Well, I saw the precursor in that, and we had a bench-clearing brawl at the Paradise Jam. It was one of the ugliest things I've ever witnessed. I mean, there were bodies flying around. They didn't have enough team. They had five players left Georgia by the time they cleared that court. And Katie Abramson Henderson was sending walk-ons in to get dressed so she had a bench.
Wow. Crazy stuff. Safe travels to Terre Haute, man.
Yep. We're gonna tape this show, and then I'm heading on the road to Terre Haute.
Can't beat it. Can't beat it. Can't beat this time of the year either, whether it's NCAA or NIT.
I think it would be interesting, Scott Mark, is to see what type of crowd we get in Terre Haute, because this team has revitalized an area that's economically depressed. I've had two games with Drake and Bradley where that place, the homeless center, has been packed to the brim.
Good to see.
So I have a feeling that they're going to come out to this game tomorrow night.
And I hope people go to Iowa City tonight as well. All right, Kevin, thanks. Appreciate it.
Jess Settles has a call on that one. Our buddy Jess Settles is going to be calling that tonight.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right, guys.
Have a good one.
You too. Kevin Lehman, the coach, our Off the Glass segment each week right here on the Gym Class. We'll take a break, come back, and give our final four picks and our winners when we return.
Hey, so have you tried fried chicken from Quick Star? Ooh, freshly cooked, hot, and ready. And I'm talking jumbo, hand-breaded chicken tenders, boneless wings dripping with all your favorite sauces. Or how about 8 pieces of fried chicken deliciousness? Perfect for your next large group meal. I mean, this is fried chicken that slays. I'm not talking about the runway. Slays appetites. Fills you up. This is no ordinary chicken. It'll make any meal extraordinary. Quick Star Fried Chicken. Ready for your next meal. See you next time.
Make Wednesday mornings count. Tune in to the 8 o'clock hour for WagerWise, your sports betting playbook. Brought to you by Betfred Sportsbook.
Technology helps keep everyone comfortable with a smart thermostat.
Turn temperature down.
Temperature down.
Turn temperature up.
Temperature up.
But to keep everyone on your team working comfortably, you need more than technology. You need CDW to custom configure Dell Client Solutions devices. Adaptive AI-based software creates a personalized user experience and boosts collaboration so they can stay cool and collected.
Temperature down.
Temperature up.
I'm staying out of this.
Dell Client Solutions make adaptive performance possible. CDW makes it powerful. Learn more at cdw.com/dellclient.
If you're like most people, you've had your fair share of financial questions. Questions like, can I afford my son's travel hockey team? What if my daughter doesn't get that soccer scholarship? Will I be able to enjoy golf in retirement? At Empower, we know these questions can be stressful. We're here to help answer your what-ifs and empower what's next. Join 18 million Americans and take control of your financial future. Start today at empower.com.
Back with you to wrap things up before Spencer on Sports from 4 until 5:30 before the first four coming up this evening. Cyclone Tim on the text line, not happy with us. Mark, why should Iowa State even play the game against Drake? The Clones should just forfeit the game the way we're talking. No, that's not it. Listen, Iowa State's more than likely, if it meets Drake, going to win. It's just so many things that can happen that are negative in that game after all of the vitriol over the past handful of years about Iowa and Iowa State not playing Drake and UNI. That's what I'm getting at more, I think, Mark.
Tim, the Cyclones are going to the Sweet 16.
Don't worry about it. All right, Mark, who's your final four?
My final four is Connecticut. No big surprise. Arizona out of the West. Tough choice between Zona and North Carolina. I've got Houston coming out of the South. I'm wary of that with the injury situation. But I nevertheless penciled them into the Final Four. And I, for whatever reason, have confidence in Purdue this year. I think Purdue reaches the Final Four out of the Midwest in a really possibly tough game against Tennessee. I've got UConn and Houston meeting for the national championship. And Houston winning it.
So do I.
No.
I do. UConn versus Houston with Houston winning. I do like Iowa State. I think it's going to be a bad matchup with Illinois. It's going to be a great game. I don't think either one's going to beat UConn, though, out east. UConn, I've got Arizona. Houston, and I'm going I don't have confidence in Matt Painter and Zach Edey. They bit me too many times. I'm staying Midwest, though. I am going with the Creighton Blue Jays to get to the Final Four.
Could happen.
We'll see. Hey, they got as good enough shot as anybody else, I guess. On the women's side, who do you like, Mark?
In the Final Four, well, the national champion, South Carolina. That's everybody's pick. The other three, Stanford, UCLA, and Ohio State, and Iowa to lose in the Elite Eight.
I've got South Carolina winning it over UConn. I think Iowa, UConn, and Texas join South Carolina in the Final Four. Call me a homer. I think Andrew's got South Carolina women as well, don't you, Andrew?
Yeah, I do.
All right. And you got a great one for the men. We're just going to let you throw that one out there. It's going to make Greg and Epworth really happy.
Yeah, that I have Wisconsin and Clemson as a final two.
Hey, you win every pool in America. Yeah. It's Wisconsin and Clemson. All right. All right. Spencer on Sports coming away next. We're back with you tomorrow at 3. Mark Ironside will join us live from Kansas City and the NCAA Wrestling Championships. Talk to you tomorrow.
Get to the live events you love with the assist from Vivid Seats. Whether it's the upcoming baseball season, basketball, or hockey, experience it live with a 100% buyer guarantee. And with great deals on great seats, being there is all that matters. Plus, with Vivid Seats rewards, you can earn with every ticket purchase, including surprise seat upgrades, birthday discounts, free tickets, and more. Just visit vividseats.com